The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, what's going on? So this next one isn't like the other paranormal events I've had in my life. I believe that it was a dark entity. Some might think it was just a dream, but here it goes. So I was in college, in a dorm, and with a girl at the time. And, you know, young men, when we're in our early 20s, we get feelings of restlessness, right? It's why the Army takes them young, right? They just want to point that at something. But I was just feeling restless. I was happy. I was playing football, right? Had the girl, all these things, right? But it just, something just wasn't right. And in a lot of ways, it could have followed me, I think, from where I grew up as a kid. Told the story of growing up in a haunted house and paranormal things always being attached to me. People talk about attachments. Was it, was it infestation? Was it attachment? I don't know. But I woke up one night, and this is an old dorm, so there isn't central air in the common areas, and it's a hot Indiana night. It's probably, 85, 90 degrees outside with 80% humidity. And I crawl over and crawl out of bed and close the heavy steel door behind me and make my way down the dimly lit hallway to the men's shower room and bathroom. And there's no door, right? There's just a left turn and a left turn for privacy. And it was one of those old school, common area dorm room showers with the little tiny half-inch by half-inch tile on the floor and on the ceilings, and there's no light because obviously, people are sleeping, but you kind of use the exit sign light outside the bathroom and then the emergency hallway lights to kind of make your way towards the stalls in the wall. So I do that, and there's an old light outside buzzing, right? So you can imagine it's dark, it's hot, it's dimly lit. You can hear this constant buzzing. Occasionally the light kind of flickers on, flickers off, as old lights do. So I make my way to the sink on the wall, and there's just a small mirror, and I look at my own reflection. And so, when you look at your own reflection in a dimly lit bathroom when it's 100 degrees outside and it's midnight and you're tired and you're weary and you stare. And I don't know if anyone else has done this, but sometimes you sort of wonder if you stare long enough, will something in the mirror change? Will it morph? Would a little smirk come from your reflection back from you, even though you're not smiling? And just that feeling of restlessness, that heaviness, you know, my shoulders were tight, everything, you know, you're playing football, you're lifting weights, you're constantly sore, right? So you, that stress of college and, you know, the stuff on your neck, and you stare back at yourself, and I could feel the heat blowing on the back of my neck from the open window, and I can hear the buzzing, and I can see the flickering light, and you know, I'm staring, and something inside me just, it just wanted to fight. So in my head, and I'll save the expletives, but in my head, I start daring something to show itself. Come on, show yourself. Come on, you coward, you blank coward, show yourself. And my vision narrows, and I feel the heat, and I hear the buzzing. Now the buzz is getting louder, right? And now the lights are flickering. And did I do a lot of drugs and a lot more alcohol back then? Sure, but not this night. It was a Sunday. School was the next day. And I'm staring at myself, and my eyes get wider, and I grit my teeth, and I grab this sink as hard as I could. I felt like I could literally rip it off the wall. I'm a big guy, 390, right? 6'4", and I'm staring at myself, at my shirtless self in the mirror, and the mirror is staring back, and I'm staring, and I'm screaming at the top of my lungs in my head for just whatever's been following me, whatever's there in the dark when I'm alone, whatever is making me angry and anxious. If it would just show itself, show yourself. If you're real, if there is a devil, show yourself. Come on, coward, show yourself. And then I'm on the other side of the mirror. I can feel the mirror behind me, but now I'm staring down a long hallway. The hallway looks like it can go on forever. But then a little boy appears, and he's shirtless. And he's got jeans on, and his shoulders are hunched, and he's staring down at the floor, and his hair is long enough to sort of go past his eyebrows so you can't see the eyes. And I'm staring at him, and he stares at the floor, and I'm staring at him, and I know that in front of me is what's been following me all these years. The tall thing in the mirror, the thing in the corner of your eye, the thing that makes you violent, that thing, and I'm staring at it, and then I yell at the top of my lungs, look me in the eye, you coward. And slowly, the thing's head raises back to center, and the hair still kind of stays in its eyes, but it's looking at me, and I'm looking at it, and I clench my fists, and it clenches its fists. And I could feel the heat. I could still hear the buzzing light behind me on the other side of the mirror. And I don't look back. I can just feel it. And I'm staring at it, and it's staring at me, but it's cold. I could feel the back of me is freezing, is burning. And the front of me, I could see my breath. And I'm heaving because I'm pissed. And it's heaving because it's pissed. And I can't see its eyes, but I can see its hair. And then it screams, but I can't hear it. And I scream, but I can't hear it. And we start running at each other. And just when we would literally crash into each other, my buddy tapped me on my shoulder. Like, hey, man, what's going on? You okay? And I was kind of startled and a little bit embarrassed. You know, I'm out of breath, and I'm standing in front of this mirror. You know, it's probably, you know, I'd probably be, you know, who knows how long I'd been there. You know, I went in there about midnight, but the lights are all on, and there are people outside. And I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? He's like, yeah, you okay? Aren't you late for class? You know, I had a 7 a.m. Japanese class, and It's 6:30 in the morning. I'd been standing in front of that mirror for almost 6 hours. Well, shortly after that, some things changed in my life, and I got some perspective, and I got healthier. But that's just a story of, I don't know what it is. Maybe it was real. Maybe it wasn't. But it definitely shaped my idea of what's on the other side. But hey, everybody have a great day. Thank you.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.